I've had a couple of friends ask me if I plan on filming these recordings, and to that I say, sure, probably one day when I'm not recording these in a little tiny closet. And no, not a walk-in closet, but like a classic, you know, 80s style home closet. I think it's probably like 3 feet deep. The microphone is like wedged between clothes in the hopes that the clothes will make it sound softer. It's kind of just really not set up to be filmed right now. I don't think you guys want to see me sitting crisscross applesauce under my jackets and clothes and things like that. So yeah, anyway, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for listening again. If you know me in real life, you know that I don't have many talents, but talking is probably my number one. I love to gab. I'm a big chit chatter. So this is really fun for me. I do love doing these, and it's a great way to kind of elaborate on questions a lot of my clients ask me, and it's a place for me to kind of non-directly address some questions that I do get asked a lot, whether I'm working with patients at the hospital, whether I am working with a private client. Sometimes it's not super appropriate to dive into the nitty-gritty of like my recommendations of things. Like sometimes it's really important to just like have a client-led session. So if a client tells me, you know, I'm doing XYZ, sometimes it's not super appropriate to just like be like, well, you should stop doing that and here's why. I only have so much time with my patients at the hospital, and I only have so much time with my private clients as well. So I have to kind of like pick my battles of what to go into super duper depth on. And this is a topic that I get asked about whether I'm in a clinical setting at the hospital or whether I'm working with private clients. Supplements, which is what we're going to be talking about today, is something that everybody brings up. All ages, all disease states, all, you know, nutrition goals and intentions. People really have a lot of questions and opinions about supplements. And it doesn't surprise me that this is something people want to kind of dive into, because even as a dietitian, whenever I open up my phone, I am inundated with posts about, you know, try this new supplement, it's going to make your hair grow. Try this if you want to never bloat again. Try this if you're breaking out. Try this if you're too busy to eat food. Try this if, you know, you want to be pretty and you want people to love you. There's just so many things thrown at us that are related to the world of supplements and kind of, in my opinion, framed as like, oh, this is the one thing that's gonna change your life. So just buy it. It's $50 a month. Get 3 months of it, and you will be a brand new person when you are done taking this little vitamin. And there is just so much to unpack here. So I'm gonna try to not go on too many rants, but you know, we'll see what happens. So I had some of my followers vote on a couple different topics because I was between talking about supplements and like breakfast and meal prep. And if you follow me on Instagram, you saw that I posted on my story that like most of the dietitians, except for like two people, voted for breakfast and meal prep. And I think that is because as dietitians and as people in the nutrition field, we kind of already know like the details. We know the truth behind the marketing. And I kind of want to start there. So the supplement industry, we have to remember, it's an industry, it's a business. It's not, I just think that it kind of needs to be like looked at in a different light. Like it's not like there are these secret magic pills out there that if you just knew about it and you spent $50 on it, then your life would be perfect. If that were the case, then we just like wouldn't be living in the type of world we're living in. So I think that's a good place to start. So I did a little quick Google search, if you will, and learned that the global supplement industry in 2023 was valued at more than $177 billion with a B, dollars. So that's a lot of money, and I'm not surprised at all. I was talking to my husband about this episode, and I'm like, I'm sure the supplement industry is like a billion-dollar business, and sure enough, it's $177 billion business globally. And then when you look at the United States, we consume about $45 billion of those dollars. So a good chunk. And it's only growing. So it's not like, it's not slowing down. It's not, you know, dropping. It's truly just growing. And that is just kind of due to the increased demand of these things and the increased like wellness and health products that are put on the market. So like the more companies that see these supplements succeeding, they're going to follow that same path and be like, oh, this is what people want. People want to just take one pill in the morning and feel like they are in control of their health. And you'll kind of hear me talk about that a lot. Like if you are told one thing is going to be your fix, typically that's just not going to be the case. Like, and that's, you know, take that with a grain of salt. There's always nuance to everything. But like, if someone is trying to sell you something, especially on the internet, and being like, guys, 100% of people have said that this changed their lives, and it's like a greens powder, it's just, unfortunately, it's not true. But what I do believe to be true is that people do feel better about their health when they feel like they are in control of something every single day. But today we're going to dive into what the heck are these supplements, who actually needs them, why are you taking them? I mean, we're going to try to kind of get to all those things that I hear people ask me a lot. If I don't answer your specific question or you have a question about a specific supplement, let me know. Reach out to me. You can reach out to me on Instagram and we can kind of talk about it more there, because everybody is different. Everybody has, you know, different concerns. And my biggest thing as a dietitian and somebody who's just always been interested in like the health and wellness world, I just don't want anyone to be taken advantage of and wasting their money on things that are like snake oil, you know? Like, I don't want someone to be manipulated by wonderful and brilliant marketing and be, you know, exposed to these people being like, I took this magnesium beverage before I went to sleep and I slept for 12 hours and had beautiful dreams, and now I'm actually a millionaire because I took a magnesium supplement before bed. Obviously I'm being hyperbolic, but you know what I mean? Like, people kind of paint the picture of like, this one thing I introduced into my daily routine has completely changed my life. Like, if I had a dollar for every TikTok that I've seen that starts with like, this will totally change your life, then I would probably have $1 million. So the first thing I want to talk about is who needs a supplement, right? I think that's so important to know that not everybody is the same. And do I think that no one needs nutrition supplementation? No, I don't. As a clinical dietitian, I would say that's like probably like 40% of our jobs, honestly. Any clinical dietitian would tell you that. It's kind of like a running joke when we don't know, like, you know, this patient is coming in and they're like down bad with like cancer or, you know, chronic kidney disease, or they're just like have a very poor prognosis, and you get consulted as a dietitian from the doctor to go help them. And it's like, they're 95 years old. They weigh 89 pounds. They have no appetite. They are knocking on heaven's door. They're ready to exit this world. And you're like, do you want to try and ensure? And it's kind of like a running joke, you know, like our jobs are super important clinically, but then there's cases like that where it's like, what am I really doing here with this nutrition supplement when like this person isn't eating because they should probably be on hospice care? But let's not get into like the dark side of it all. I want to talk a little bit about like people who actually do need supplements, not necessarily that 95-year-old person, but people that I see day in and day out who actually might need nutrition supplementation. So who are those people? What do they look like? For starters, how do you know if you need it? I often tell people you'd probably be surprised with how many micronutrients and macronutrients, one specifically, we'll get to that, how many micronutrients you actually are getting in a day. I don't really encourage my clients, like when you work with me, I'm not gonna do like a 3-day food recall with you for a lot of reasons. I almost want to do a whole podcast about that and like diet intake and why, in my experience, it's like kind of a waste of everybody's time. But anyway, so I don't really recommend anybody tracking their food to a T very often. But I feel like if you think you need a supplement, that's when I encourage you to do so. So my first tip would be download an app. And no, it's not MyFitnessPal. Delete it. If you have it, delete it. download an app. It's called Chronometer. And I've been using this for a long time. I downloaded it when I was vegan. Shout out to the veganism episode from last week. Or not last week. It was like 3 weeks ago. I went on vacation. Okay. But download Chronometer and you can enter your food and kind of see where you're at. Start there. Assess the need first. You can't just like blindly prescribe somebody a supplement, a medication, a lifestyle change without knowing the full picture. So I would say download that app, track your food. I would say probably no more than 3 days, or literally just be like, oh, I know, like, I typically eat these things, and you can track those and see what you might be missing out on, what you're getting a lot of, where the gaps are, if there are any. And you won't really know if there are gaps until you kind of get a better snapshot of those things. So I recommend downloading that because you can see your micronutrients, your electrolytes, your vitamins, your minerals, you know, so things like magnesium, sodium, phosphorus, iron, calcium, I think I already said that, but you know what I mean. So those little vitamins and minerals, your B vitamins, your A vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, those things that you're typically purchasing in a bottle or being told that you should go out and get this because that's why you're tired, that's why you have heavy air quotes brain fog, that's why you, you know, whatever thing it is that someone is trying to tell you is wrong with you can just be fixed by a little supplement. You could be getting like 110% of your daily value of one of those things and you wouldn't know until you know. So I recommend doing that and not only looking at the micronutrients, vitamins, minerals, things like that, but also take a peek at your macronutrients because I think everybody in this country would be pretty surprised with how much protein they actually are getting a day and how much you do not need protein supplementation. Obviously, there is exceptions to that. So do you have like a pressure injury? Did you just have surgery? Are you about to go into surgery? Your protein needs increase. Are you healing? Your protein needs increase. But people, I'm going to just side little side tangent really quick. I do think protein will be its own podcast, but people only need 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram. And I see a lot of people and talk to a lot of people in my daily life who are like, oh, well, you need 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. That's just not true. That is not scientifically true. So start there and realize you're probably eating too much protein. And then what happens to that? What happens to any of these things when our body is getting too much of something? It's typically an adverse reaction. Think about when you have too much alcohol, what happens? You know, there's that happy middle ground of just a little bit and then way too much and your body is like not happy with you. So the same thing goes with all of those other things as well. When you're getting too much protein, your kidneys just have to process that out and you're just putting extra stress on your body for no reason. Everybody's different. Everybody's needs are different. I can calculate those for you. If that's something that you want to know a little bit more, reach out to me. If you want to work with me on things like that, that's what I'm here for. Let your girl know. Let's talk about it. But yeah, protein, geez Louise, that's going to have to be its own episode because it really does tie into supplements because people are selling you protein supplements for one, protein powders, protein shakes, protein ice creams. But like I said, about 40%, in my opinion, of my clinical job, maybe like 30%, of my clinical job is recommending and prescribing, providing protein supplements to patients. But these patients are critically ill. These patients are about to go into open heart surgery. They just got like a below knee amputation. They're not you and me who are lucky enough to be in a typical healthy body with typical needs. There are certain settings someone can be in where their nutrient needs are increased. But that's a different story for a different day, my friends. So back to what I was saying, assess the need. Do you actually need it, or is someone just telling you your life will be better if only you had this one little supplement? This kind of like blanket statement, who could those people be off the top of my head without knowing anything else about you? I typically recommend a B12 supplement for those who are on a vegan or vegetarian diet. I don't know if I mentioned that in the vegan podcast, but I wanted to. That's kind of one of the only times I recommend supplementation, is if you are cutting out specific entire food groups, you might start to see, you know, certain things are depleted. If you go and get your labs drawn and your doctor is like, wow, you are chronically low in X, Y, and Z, there's a few things that could be going on. You could have an excess of another vitamin or mineral that is preventing that other vitamin or mineral to be absorbed. So it's like you have excess of one thing, so it's preventing this other thing from actually being absorbed properly. A lot of vitamins and minerals have that type of interaction, so that's super important. So yeah, you can go get a lab draw. You can be completely eliminating a food group. Then I might be able to just be like, hey, supplement this. And typically if it is like a lab blood value thing, let's supplement this for a little bit, come back, get your labs taken again, and see where you're at. It might not be something you need to take forever. If you are vegan and you don't eat any animal protein, I do recommend a B12 supplement, because that is where we get our B12 from, is from animals. Anyway, the other population I recommend is older individuals. I also recommend a B12 supplement for those people as well. When we get older, the composition of acid, sorry if this is like a little too, you know, detailed, but the composition of acid in our stomach changes when we age, and you're not able to properly, let's say, like, absorb B12. So your intrinsic factor is what it's called. The acid balance in your stomach has changed. You're not going to be absorbing as much B12. So you might need supplementation of that. Anyway, so that's kind of like the first step, assessing the need. Are you a part of that population who needs it? Is it an acute situation where it's like, I just need this for a little bit to get back in the ball? Or am I going to be chronically deficient in this? So things like a B12 shot or stuff like that, like in vitamin injections, are typically a waste of your time and money, because if you eat animal products, you're getting enough B12, you're getting a full amino acid profile, you're probably good to go. If you think that B12 is going to give you energy like a cup of coffee, that's just not the case. It is an important part of like energy synthesis and like, you know, development and all of those things, but it's not going to give you like, it's not pre-workout, you know? And I think a lot of people do think B12 is like a pre-workout, like, oh, I'm kind of tired, I feel foggy, I'm going to get a B12 shot and be able to like do an Ironman. That's just not how it works. Are you getting enough sleep? Let's start there. Are you eating a balanced diet? Are you eating enough carbohydrates every day? There are so many other things that I would address first before I told you, hey, go spend $60 twice a week, or, you know, once every 2 weeks to go get a vitamin injection. So that's for number one, assess the need. And then I also really want to touch on where you're getting these from. So let's say you assess the need, right? You found out through your dietitian, through your doctor, or just, you know, you did a self-evaluation, you're like, oh no, I don't eat meat or whatever, or fruits and vegetables or something like that. I might be deficient in something, and where do you go from there? So lucky for you, the internet is drowning in recommendations, but unlucky for you, we live in a country where those things are not regulated in the way that they should be. The supplement industry in this country is the wild, wild west, I hate to tell you. But if you are someone who thinks that, like, oh, well, you know, this country is putting X, Y, and Z in my food, and which, like, I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying, like, if you're that person who thinks that your food sources are lackluster in the United States of America, why would you also believe that the supplement industry is not also lackluster? They're probably made by the same parent company at the end of the day. Not to get all, like, conspiracy theory on you, but if you're that same person, and I see this all the time, they are the same person who thinks, oh, well, you know, the food industry is trying to kill me, so I take all these supplements. Like, okay, baby, but Nestle makes all of those, or whatever. You know what I mean? So just, like, where are your supplements coming from? That's super important. I had a doctor. I worked for an eye doctor, and he was the first person to kind of, like, open my eyes, no pun intended, to this, because he would recommend for his older patients a vitamin called lutein, and because it helps, you know, development of your eyes, and it helps your vision and things like that. Lutein can be found in leafy greens and things like that, but if you're not eating those in your diet, you may require supplementation. But he was, like, so serious about where you got them, which was cool to see. That was the first time I had ever really taken a second to think, like, oh, maybe any generic supplement that says this is not evaluated by the FDA might not be, like, the best thing for you to have. Who would have thought? So there are some that are, like, you know, third-party lab tested, but there's so much money involved, there's so much politics involved, and I would recommend, so you can kind of take a lot of the guesswork out, buying vitamins and supplements from countries that do have strict rules and regulations and testing of these products. So places like Germany, places like the UK, places like Australia, who are actually very strict as to what can go into these things. So typing in, like, I don't know, let's say magnesium supplements, and then, like, .UK, like, trying to find them from somewhere else is a great place to start, because you're probably going to be getting a higher quality supplement, and you will notice they are more expensive, and that's for a reason. So if you can't afford those things, my first recommendation is to start with food. We always like to say, as dietitians, food first, because that is going to be the most bioavailable to your body. You're eating them in combination with other things that you need. We're going to just be able to hit those marks a lot more efficiently when we use that food first mindset. I don't think you can talk about, you know, the food first ideology without being honest and, you know, transparent about the fact that our food supply isn't perfect, and we're a society that's trying to feed so many people, that we have kind of been over farming for several decades. I don't, you know, couldn't tell you how long. I'm not an agriculture buff, but I do know enough to know that we are over farming, and we don't really practice regenerative agriculture in this country to the extent that we should, and the soil that we're growing our food in is depleted of things like nitrogen and those trace minerals and magnesium and all of those things that we kind of used to be able to get a fuller profile from our foods and our vegetables and our fruits that we aren't going to be seeing as much today. So, you know, you can strive to buy local and organic and things like that, but that can also just a lot of times be greenwashing, and it's not really any better than, you know, the produce you're going to buy at Walmart. So I think that it's important to be like, yeah, food first for all of your vitamins, minerals, protein, all of that. But it's also important to be honest that there are gaps in nutrients due to the way that we farm and the fact that we can't come to an agreement on what or how to properly farm food in this country. And like I said, I'm not an expert on this, but it is something that is super interesting to me. So if you want to know more about that, looking up regenerative agriculture or regenerative farming, it's really cool. It's really interesting. There's like a certain, like, six core principles or whatever, and ways that people believe that we can actually grow food, for the masses in a responsible way that is kind of keeping those nutrients and minerals that we need intact. So that's a really fun thing to look into, and it kind of is a little eye-opening to see, like, okay, yeah, I am getting my daily recommended serving of fruits and vegetables, which a lot of people find hard to get in typically. So if you're not getting those recommended servings, and then you kind of look a little deeper and realize, oh, perhaps not only am I not hitting those marks, but those foods aren't containing everything that I need anymore because of how quickly and harshly we're farming these fruits and vegetables. So we've talked about who needs supplements, where to get those supplements if we have decided that you need them, why you might need them, and that could be, you know, an acute illness or injury or deficiency, or it could be because our food supply isn't perfect in this country. And I also think it's really important to talk about and understand when we go back to that idea of, like, people selling you supplements on the internet, it's important to remember that not everybody is the same and your needs are not the same. So for someone to go online and kind of be like, this changed my life, eating 40 grams of protein each meal changed my life, maybe it did, and maybe you do feel better, but that could be deadly advice for another individual. So I think it's super important to know that everybody is different, and I'll say it again, if you're lucky enough to live in a healthy body, you should be eating that way. So if I were to tell a patient that has, like, chronic kidney disease, oh, well, have you just tried getting 30 grams of protein with each meal? I heard an influencer online say it, like, totally changed her life. Like, they would die. Like, their kidneys would fail and they would die. So it's important to know that your nutrition advice that you're getting from influencers who are getting paid, first of all, by these supplement companies to talk about these things, you know, Athletic Greens is sending them a check. Of course they're gonna, you know, praise them and be like, oh my gosh, my energy is so much better. They're going to sing the praises of these supplements because they're getting paid to do it. It's a commercial. It's organic advertising. It's, you know, it's not just this person woke up one day and felt convicted to share this information. They got sent free products because they have an online following, and that is what's compelling them, the money. It's not that they truly feel like their life has changed. Maybe their life has changed because their bank account's looking good, but it might not be for the reasons that you feel like if you buy that supplement, your life will be improved. So that's really important to remember, that everybody is different and not every single person needs the exact same things. Speaking of influencers, I listened to a podcast and this girl was talking about how her mom, like, since she was a child, was like, you need more vitamin D. So she's been taking a vitamin D supplement, like, since she was a kid, and she didn't need it. And it's not funny, but it, like, just the way that she tells it does make me laugh. And she went to the doctor recently and got her labs drawn, and her doctor was like, what's going on? Like, her doctor was so confused because she had not ever seen in her career vitamin D values that high. She's like, poisoning herself basically with vitamin D, which is hilarious. It's not hilarious, but, like, that is one of those supplements that's often recommended to people kind of blindly and, you know, in a blanket statement, like, oh, are you tired? You just need more vitamin D. And it's just like, you cannot just look at somebody or hear something that someone says and know the full picture of their health. You just can't. I can take your blood and I can, you know, interview you for an hour and still not know the full picture of your health. Maybe I need to do a scan. Maybe we need to do multiple lab draws. There's just so much that goes into it. And recommending herbal supplements or protein supplements to people who have underlying diseases and conditions is irresponsible, because all they're hearing is someone saying, "This changed my life. Buy this thing and you will be better in whatever way." And they're not taking into account that that person is on blood pressure medication. That person has, you know, an underlying kidney condition. That person is eating an excess of something. You can't just prescribe something to everybody and like think that it's going to work the same in every body. Herbal supplements, going back to that, those are super damaging for those with kidney conditions. And it makes so much sense, though, when you think about it. I'm putting something in my body. It's my body's job to filter that out, utilize it as necessary, and get rid of the rest. And when there is so much of the rest, your body's working really hard to get rid of that waste, and that's what it becomes, is waste. So that's kind of what I want to touch on next. And I'm not trying to be like a huge Debbie Downer here. We're going to end the podcast with a couple supplements I do recommend for people. And I also just, I'm not going to sit here and recommend one brand of something for everybody on this podcast, because I just told you that that's not responsible. So I'm going to give you like generic, vague types of things if you are this type of person. And if you want to know more about that and want to know where to buy that from, you can reach out to me and we can talk about it. So like I just said, it's your body's job to utilize whatever goes into it and get rid of the rest. And what that looks like when we are consuming excess, whatever the heck it might be, whether it's, you know, B12, vitamin D, or magnesium, because you want to make a sleepy girl mocktail at the end of the night. We know now, there's a lot of published, you know, medical journals and information about this, that those things in excess have to come out, right, at some point in time. So when we're eating food, the structure of those bioorganic minerals and things like that, it's organic, and your body knows what to do with it properly, and it digests it, synthesizes it, utilizes it accordingly. However, when we consume excess minerals in dietary supplements, those are typically, not all the time, but typically in their inorganic form, which is not always a bad thing. But when we start to, I see pictures all the time of people being like, starting my day off right, and they have like 7 vitamins in their hand. You know what I mean? And it's like, whoa, what are those? What are you so deficient in that you think you need to be taking 200% of your daily value in something? You don't. You should never be taking more than 100% of your daily value in something. And if I'm telling you to take a vitamin D supplement, for example, and then you actually just like eat a regular amount of food and you have eggs and you go outside, you also need, it's super interesting, like the sun helps synthesize the vitamin D in your body. Super interesting. But if I am telling you, oh, take a handful of minerals and vitamins and supplements every day, when you're not actually depleted in that, your body now has to figure out how to metabolize those inorganic forms of those minerals. And what happens is, I mean, what can happen, because it's science and we don't speak in absolutes in science, and if anyone is, probably look the other way or find information on your own, because nothing is an absolute. But what we know now can happen, and we're seeing a lot of this, these minerals catalyze, and what happens is the formation of free radicals. So we're oxidizing antioxidants during the digestion of these things. So like in layman's terms, you're eating too much of something, and how I picture it is like your body takes what it needs and then the rest of it just kind of floats around and is turned into a free radical, which if that sounds familiar to you, it's because we talk about that a lot with like what causes cancer is free radicals. And I'm not saying because you take supplements, you're going to have cancer, but we do know based on research that increased use of supplements beyond your recommended daily value will turn into free radicals in the body. And we know free radicals are damaging to our cells. When our cells become damaged, that's when we see things like cancer pop up. And a lot of people will ask like, oh, well, what if I just like eat a bunch of antioxidants? So I just eat a bunch of berries and things like that. And it's like, I still think you're missing the point. We really want to focus on food first, assess the fact if you do have a deficiency, and then supplement from there. That's why it's called a supplement. It's not something designed to be taken as like the first step. It's designed to be supplementary to a balanced, healthy diet. And no one wants to have cancer. We all know somebody probably who has dealt with that. It's very scary. It's very intense. It's very hard on the body. And if they do live through it, it's traumatic and it's scary and it's hard, and you're not going to be the same person after treatment. So I'm not saying this is your supplements are causing cancer on the whole, but we know excess of that does cause free radicals. We know free radicals cause cancer. So it's not only do you not need them, but they're also bad for you. How crazy is that to think of? And I don't think anybody who voted for supplements through the topic of this podcast would have guessed that the end of it would have been like supplements give you cancer. And that's not, you know, the total picture of what I'm saying. Also, if you want to know more about this, there is a dietitian who she's an oncology dietitian, so she's a cancer dietitian. Let me look up her name really quick right now on TikTok. Hopefully my TikTok doesn't start playing something crazy. If it did, it would be that new Sabrina Carpenter song, because that's my whole For You page. Her name is, I think it's Nicole the dietitian. Wait, if only I could spell. Why isn't it coming up? Dietitian. I follow her. Anyway, yeah, so Oncology Nutrition RD is her name on TikTok. Her name is Nicole. Oh, that's why, because I was spelling it wrong. Nichole, Oncology Dietitian. She only has 160,000 followers. She should have 1 million followers. She is such a badass. She talks about, you know, myths around cancer, myths around what caused cancer, how to prevent certain types of cancer. She talks about, you know, the proper serving of red meat that we need to eat in a day, or rather in a week, your serving of red meat, which is 18 ounces. I hate to break it to you. Anything after that will increase your risk of colorectal cancer. But she is an expert on these things. So I really recommend following her or reaching out to her for like additional coaching. If, you know, colorectal cancer is something that runs in your family, or you want to be more informed about how to modify your diet to kind of prevent cancer and stay away from those things that we can point to with research do increase your risk for several different types of cancer. So again, her name is Nicole. She is an oncology dietitian. So it's oncology.nutrition.rd is her name on TikTok. She's a gem. I love following her because she's like super straight to the point and she's really funny. She's a great person to follow. So long story short, 38 minute story short, does everybody need the same type of nutrition supplementation? No. How do I know if I do? Start by tracking your meals, or maybe not even tracking your meals for a couple of days. Just kind of going into the app I mentioned. I'll link it in the show notes too, because I think it's just a cool one to have. Seeing what you're getting enough of, see what you're getting in excess of. Maybe you never realize you're getting way more protein than you need. Maybe you never realized you're getting way more sodium in your diet than you actually need. This app will kind of help you figure that out, assess your need, see where you are, and you can go from there. And then my next recommendation is, if you do see, oh, I'm not getting enough calcium, I'm not getting enough magnesium, I could never hit my goal for vitamin D, vitamin A, what can I incorporate? Reach out to a dietitian or me, I can be that dietitian for you, and go from there and see what foods your diet might be lacking. Eating a diverse diet is the best way to hit all of those markers. So it's not as scary out there as a lot of people want to make it seem. And if anyone is trying to sell you a quick fix, it's just not going to ever be the full picture. So if you're curious about if you need supplementation, if you're taking certain supplements and want kind of some feedback on if I think those are appropriate, if I think they came from a good source, let me know. Oh yeah, and quickly before we, end the call here, I do want to mention that not only if you're vegan and an older population may you need supplementation, but if you're also trying to conceive, we do recommend as dietitians to take some type of prenatal vitamin. Some people even say, like, if you are of the age of conception and you're sexually active or having like unprotected sex and you are like, maybe you could get pregnant at any time, a prenatal vitamin is a positive supplement to take, because if you were to get pregnant before some people even know they're pregnant, is when those really vital processes are happening for fetal development. So like the neural tube is closing, most importantly, and for the neural tube to develop properly, we need the proper amount of folic acid or folate. So reach out to me and we can talk a little bit more about that if conception is something on your brain and you're looking to try out different prenatal vitamins because you want to have the best bill of health before baby comes, let me know. It's one of my favorite topics to talk about. I think one of the next episodes here will be about pregnancy nutrition, postpartum nutrition. I'm not an expert in like pediatric dietetics, but I do have some friends at work that are, so that could be fun to maybe have them on and chit chat. Because like I said, everybody's different. Every time in your life, you might need something different based on if you're growing, if you're older, if you're pregnant, if you are postpartum, if you're breastfeeding. So your needs are so different. So make sure you're making these decisions with the most information possible, because if you're not, you're just wasting your money. And in this economy, are you kidding me? We can't afford that. So yeah, that's all I got for y'all today. Thank you for everyone who voted on Instagram for this podcast episode. I'm glad we got it out of the way because sheesh, do I get asked about this every day? And I'm open to talking about it more. So if you have any questions about it that I didn't touch on, reach out to me. We can go more in depth. We can do a part two if you really want to. But I think we touched on a lot of it. Basically, don't waste your damn money. Keep it. Go buy something that's like actually more important that you do need. Like, I don't know, toilet paper. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.